Simon & Schuster Audio presents Aristotle and Dante Dive into the Waters of the World by Benjamin Alire Sines. Read by Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Amanda, I see the rising of the sun and think of you. Sometimes I hear your laughter in the room and hear you say, "You're crazy, Uncle Ben." This book is for you. I adore you, and always will. Everywhere I turned, everywhere I went, everybody had something to say about love. Mothers, fathers, teachers, singers, musicians, poets, writers, friends. It was like the air. It was like the ocean. It was like the sun. It was like the leaves on a tree in summer. It was like the rain that broke the drought. It was the soft sound of the water flowing through a stream. And it was the sound of the crashing waves against the shore in a storm. Love was why we fought all our battles. Love was what we lived and died for. Love was what we dreamed of as we slept. Love was the air we wanted to breathe in when we woke to greet the day. Love was a torch you carried to lead you out of darkness. Love took you out of exile and carried you to a country called belonging. Discovering the Art of Cartography. I wondered if Dante and I would ever be allowed to write our names on the map of the world. Other people are given writing instruments, and when they go to school, they are taught to use them. But they don't give boys like me and Dante pencils or pens or spray paint. They want us to read, but they do not want us to write. What will we write our names with? And where on the map would we write them? 1. And here he was, Dante, with his head resting on my chest. In the stillness of the dawn, there was only the sound of Dante's breathing. It was as though the universe had stopped whatever it was doing just to look down on two boys who had discovered its secrets. As I felt the beating of Dante's heart against the palm of my hand, I wished I could somehow reach into my chest and rip out my own heart and show Dante everything that it held. And then there was this. Love didn't just have something to do with my heart. It had something to do with my body. And my body had never felt so alive. And then I knew. I finally knew about this thing called desire.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?